Welcome, welcome.
You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
It's not supposed to make that noise.
Look, a song is a song. You either dig it or you don't.
I hope this doesn't go on my permanent record.
Yes, sir. It brings back a lot of memories.
And just for the record,
I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
We stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
Your plastic pal who's fun to be with.
And for all of you out there, this is your song.
That many pop hits where the preacher likes the cold, or the preacher likes to show up at all.
That's pretty much it.
And
just like that,
everything oldies is new again. Hey everybody, it's Scott Edward Phelps, and welcome to 45 RPM, 60 minutes of saluting the historic and sublime speed of sounds, 45 revolutions per minute, and the vinyl where those memories were mastered, the 45 single. If the song rings a bell, but you're asking yourself,
who are those guys?
Well, obviously it's California Dreamin', the 1960s hit by the Mamas and Papas, but whom is singing? Well, that would be Wilson Phillips, the popular group of young ladies from the late 80s, early 90s, made up of Wendy Wilson, Carney Wilson, who are the daughters of Beach Boy Brian Wilson, and China Phillips, the daughter of, wait for it, John Phillips.
Aww.
That's right, Mamas and Papas, who actually wrote the song. And the whole thing with the preacher and the cold and stop by the church, well, that's what this episode is all about. It's the one with the Bible beat.
We need to be praying for him in every possible way that we can.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks. Hit songs that have references scriptural or spiritual of things churchish. That a word?
No.
No, I didn't think so either. John D. Loudermilk, not a name that comes to mind when we start talking biblical epics. John D., North Carolina-born Nashville legend guy, you'd know him if you knew him at all as the brilliant songwriter behind Indian Reservation.
Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe.
The Everly Brothers' great hit, Ebony Eyes.
To my beautiful Ebony Eyes.
The lovely slow dance tune, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye.
Then you can tell me goodbye.
and one song considered seminal in pop music.
In the middle of Tobacco Road.
John Dee wrote this and released it in 1962. Fast forward 2 years, and Richard Gosting and Mary Sperling gave this Bible verse a thump, where they found the top 20 and shared the good book's attitude toward taking that which is not to be taken. Richard and Mary as Dick and Dee Dee at 45 RPM. Listening to 45 RPM, I'm Scott Edward Phelps, and it's time for Famous People I Know.
Famous people I know.
Saying that I know them is probably not fair. It's more of an exaggeration. Back in the 1980s, I did some freelance magazine work interviewing various songwriters and music people for an independent music publication in Nashville. And I had the opportunity to sit down with songwriter-singer Paul Davis, who had a number of hits back in the 1970s. I Go Crazy.
Well, that's okay.
65 Love Affair. Remember that one?
That was awesome.
Yeah. It may be cliche to say, he's one of the nicest people I've ever met, but he genuinely was one of the nicest people I've ever met. Tall, lanky, quiet, long, long hair with a ponytail, full beard, but just a quiet, soft-spoken Southern man. And a very talented guy. And this is one of his pop hits. It was actually purposely written with a little gospel flavor, and yet managed to crack the top 20 of the heathen Billboard Top 100. How about that?
Radical!
What I'm saying. Paul Davis at 45 RPM.
I know that he gave his life for me, set all our spirits free. So I wanna do right, wanna do right all of my life. I never dreamed I could be holding you. Well, he's making my dreams come true. So I wanna do right, wanna do right, I wanna do right. I got to do right.
we
just can't keep on living like we're living. We just can't keep on
living like we're living.
Just can't keep on pushing to the limit. We just
can't keep on.
Just can't keep on living like we're living. We just can't keep on
living like we're living.
Just can't keep on pushing to the limit. We just
can't keep on.
Just can't keep on.
Just can't keep on.
RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
Combining the spirituality of the Bible with the preachiness of Bono. Call it the Eutychorist.
Leave on with his war wound like a crown. It calls his child Jesus. Cause he lights the main, and he sends him to the finest school in town. Leave on, leave on, likes his money. He makes a lot, they say. Spends his days counting in a garage by the motorway. He was born upon the two upon on a Christmas day, when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun. Oh, Alvin Toffsinger hailed the sun today. Balloon and go sailing while
Elton John, of course, and Bernie Taupin from Madman Across the Water. The song was inspired not so much by scripture, but rather, according to Elton's producer at the time, Gus Dudgeon, inspired by the name of the drummer for Elton and Bernie's favorite band at the time, the Band. Bernie Taupin, meanwhile, offers this as to that theory.
Death.
These guys have the distinction of being the only band ever named after a utility company, as far as we know, and a whole lot of sad endings when the lives of the players played out. You should check them out online. But in 1970, they hit, and they hit big, asking the musical question, are you ready?
I don't know.
I know, right? Pacific Gas and Electric at 45 RPM.
Perhaps you wonder the reason why. But wait, don't you worry. A new day is dawning. But catch the sun and the way we'll fly.
Sound real good.
Yeah, well,
are you ready?
It's said that Desmond Dekker is responsible for the most recognized reggae hit ever to hit the U.S. Top 100. Well, whoever said that obviously never heard of Bob Marley.
I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy.
Still, this 1968 ditty from Dekker made it to the top 10 with a catchy beat and a catchy tune and distracting a lot of folks from the lyrical content, essentially. A lament of how the Jamaican Christian churches ostracized Rastafarians, having them awake every morning, still starving from the night before.
What a buzzkill that was.
Yeah. And a Yama Bible beat at 45 RPM.
Get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me. Get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Oh, Israelite.
Wipe on my kids, step back up and I leave me. Darling, she said I was yours to receive. Up choices ago. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, Israelite.
After a storm, there must be a calm. If you catch me in a farm, you sound your alarm.
Holy hit from Elvis, but not the one you might expect. The Arkansas boy made good who knew Jesus before and after. God will, but he won't. I'll tell you who and why not. And this broken thing is a good thing, even a godly thing, when the one with the Bible beat returns.
A lot of great music to be found when 45 RPM continues.
Hey guys, check this out!
We have much to do and less time to do it in.
I suggest you do it again.
Here I come to save the day!
I'm not finished yet!
Maybe you should put some shorts on or something.
By the rivers of Babylon, where he sat down, and there he went. When he remembers Zion,
for the wicked
carry us away captivity, required from us a song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? So let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, override.
You are listening to 45 RPM. Good to have you along for this episode. It's the one with the Bible beat. Songs that have references to or scriptural foundations. using a lot of big words.
Oh, you make it sound so easy.
Brent Dow and Trevor McNaughton from the Jamaican reggae group The Melodians wrote that song in 1970. Now, that's The Melodians, not to be confused, of course, with The Mandalorian.
This is the way.
And, of course, not to be confused with Mandelbaum.
I think you're better than me, huh?
It's go time!
The lyrics, adapted from the texts of Psalms 19 and 137 in the Hebrew Bible, and the original version appears on the soundtrack of the legendary 1972 movie The Harder They Come. That's Linda Ronstadt with a little a cappella version from her album, Hasten Down the Wind, released in 1976. That's one of the very few pop songs where the lyrics come directly from the Bible. You got Turn, 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 you got U2's song 40, and you got Sister Janet Mead did the Lord's Prayer. But one music critic noted that the melody to the beautiful By the Rivers of Babylon bears a very strong resemblance to a real oldie-goldie rock and roll hit.
How dry I am. How dry I am, nobody knows how dry I am.
That's the loveliest thing I've ever heard.
And if you're wondering to yourself, hey, that male voice singing with Linda.
Who is this?
It's Andrew Gold.
And that's the truth.
Claude Demetrius. That's not a name that springs to mind when thinking of matters biblical. Claude was actually a black rockabilly writer back in the 1950s, and he wrote the very first rock and roll single to earn a gold record. That was the RIAA designation for sales of at least a half a million. Not to mention, it was number one on the top 100, and it's not all that surprising given that the song itself was a fan trifecta. You had your Adam, you had your Eve, and you had your Elvis, honey, at 45 RPM.
Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, ever since the world began. Adam told Eve, listen here to me. Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, ever since the world began. Cutting, picking fingers out my curly hair. Oh yeah, oh yeah, ever since the world began. A hard-headed woman with a thorn in the side of it. I heard about a king who was doing swell till he started playing with that evil Jezebel. Oh yeah, oh yeah, ever since the world began. A hard-headed woman with a thorn in the side of it. But when nobody had cry around the clock, I hope you. Oh, yeah, ever since the world began.
You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
Behold his mighty hand.
Keeps on trusting you when you've been cheating, spending your nights on the town. Who keeps on saying that he still wants you when you're through running around? And who keeps on loving you when you've been lying, saying things ain't what they seem? Well, God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. And that's the difference between God and me. Well, God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. And that's the difference between God and me. Thank you.
says he'll forgive you and says that he'll miss you and dream of your sweet memory. God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. And that's the difference between God and me. God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. And that's the difference between God and me.
Texas-born with a B.A. from Texas A&M in both German and journalism, so it's only natural that he would become one of the most eclectically accomplished singer-songwriters to ever come along.
So tasty, too.
Well, I love it. Grammy winner. Done a little acting here and there. And along with Dwight Yoakam was, along the way, the subject of Mary Chapin Carpenter's affection.
Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I'm feeling lucky tonight.
Oh, and he was married to Julia Roberts for a couple of years.
Whoa.
So, way to overcome life's challenges, pal.
He's a righteous dude.
Heaven is everywhere in pop music. It's part of Donovan's wardrobe. The Kendalls hipped us that it's closer than we think.
Heaven's just a sin away. Oh, oh, just a sin away.
Nobody hipped me to that, dude.
Led Zeppelin has a stairway they want to sell you. And, of course, Dylan had a big hit, Knock, Knock, Knocking It.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Penny.
Sheldon.
But it turns out heaven is also one of those right-in-our-own-backyard kind of things.
Okay.
According to Belinda Carlisle at 45 RPM.
Thank you.
Everything Oldies is New Again. You're listening to 45 RPM, and we got time for an old rocker.
Yo, this stuff is fresh.
The song was recorded at Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama. The title of the song never appears literally as such in the lyrics, although there are numerous mentions of gonna as opposed to gotta. But the thing won a Grammy for Best Rock Vocal Performance by a Male in 1979. And in the final verse, the composer makes a then-current but now pretty obscure reference to the comedy act Bill Saluga, who performed as Raymond J. Johnson Jr.
Hey, Johnson!
Oh, you don't have to call me Johnson! My name is Raymond J. Johnson Jr. Now, you can call me Ray, or you can call me Jay, or you can call me Johnny, or you can call me Sonny, or you can call me Junie, or you can call me Ray J, or you can call me RJ, or you can call me RJJ, or you can call me RJJ Jr. But you doesn't have to call me Johnson.
It's time to stop. It's time to stop, okay? No more.
Well, it may be a Ray, or it may be a Jay, or it may be a Zimmerman, or it may be a Dylan, but it's still gotta serve somebody at 45 RPM.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be a state trooper, it may be a young Turk, maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe you're a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion. You might live in a dome. You may own guns. You may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord. You may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
yes,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. And maybe somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil. Maybe the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might like to wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread. Maybe
be sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, you may call me Terry, or you may call me Timmy. You may call me Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ. You may call me Ray, you may call me anything, no matter what you say, you're still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Wait a minute, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Reaction was mixed all during this period of Bob Dylan's creative life, his Come to Jesus period. John Lennon actually mocked the thing and wrote a parody that was never officially recorded, but a home demo exists of a song called Serve Yourself.
You say you found Jesus Christ, he's the only one. You say you found Buddha sitting in the sun. You say you found Muhammad facing to the say you found Krishna dancing in the streets. Well, there's something missing in this God Almighty. It's you and it's your mother. Your mother, don't forget your mother, man. You got to serve yourself. Nobody's gonna do for you. You gotta serve yourself. Nobody's gonna do for you. Well, you may believe in devils and you may be loving laws, but you're gonna have to serve yourself, lad.
Ain't no room service here. The poor old man with a nice thing.
You gotta save yourself, you know that better. Who the hell else is gonna do for you? It ain't me, kid, I tell you that. Well, you may believe in Jesus, and you may believe in Marx, and you may believe in Marx and Spencer, and you may believe in bloody Woolworths. But there's something missing in this whole bloody stew.
Not just the same old, 45 RPM.
There's something wrong with this program.
Check out the 45 RPM Podomatic page or visit my website, scpradionetwork.com, and find the one with Carol Kay, the great bass player from the Wrecking Crew days who played on a lot of the great 60s hits, including this Glenn Campbell hit from the early 70s, co-written by jazz musician and composer Neil Hefti. Ring a bell? Well, how about the theme he wrote for the 70s TV version of the hit movie The Odd Couple? Still no?
Yes.
Well, whatever else his discography offers, this is the erudite and sophisticated piece of near classical music for which Neil Hefti will always be remembered. And a little tribute to the sun. From Glenn Campbell.
I'm Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, we know. At 45 RPM.
Well, how funny it seems is how everyone knows him now. Suddenly they have found someone who's been around. Back to the fold they come, seeking his wisdom from afar. Said of him, songs that they glorify. I used to play on my guitar. Yes, I did.
I knew Jesus before he was a superstar.
I've known his goodness and mercy for all my days. I've seen his blessings around me in every way. In times of trouble when I had no hope in view of the sunlight.
Superstar.
Oh, I've known his
won't be out of touch. Great as he is today, big people stay the way they are. Yes, they do.
I knew Jesus before he was a superstar.
RPM and
finally,
as I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way.
From the soundtrack to the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Alison Krauss at 45 RPM.
Oh sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me. Oh, fathers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray.
I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Join me next time. There's lots of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way.
Darn, that's the end.
Turn it off, man!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
We'll catch you next time.
Time to get back to the real world.
And like that,